Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today I'm talking credit card tricks you need to know.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
It's so funny because I go through so many things during the week and I'm always thinking like, oh, I totally need to tell you about it, or oh, you really need to know this. And I love that because like I feel like we're friends, even though I don't know most of you and I don't know what you look like. I don't know where you're listening to this podcast. I don't really know anything about you, but I think that's the cool thing about podcasting is I feel like we're actually friends after doing, I don't know, 200 and some odd episodes. It's kind of crazy to me that you're still there, that you're still listening, that you still want to be friends. I just think that's
it's so cool. It fills me so much. And I really want to share that with you because, you know, sometimes I get really frustrated going through kind of the day-to-day routine, and I'm working on a lot of projects, and sometimes it just feels like it is taking forever for anything to actually come to fruition. And you may be kind of in the same situation in your own life. I don't know what's going on with you, but you know, talking to you on a daily basis, it's just something that it really fills me. It really makes me super excited to feel like we're friends. And I think the thing that I really struggle with on podcasting is, how do we actually become friends? Because that's really what, you know, I would love. But you know, it's an interesting medium, right? It's an interesting time. Everything is virtual now. I met my husband virtually. Probably a lot of you listening met virtually, or met your boyfriend, girlfriends, spouses, whatever it may be. And it's just such a like fascinating world now. And I never ever thought I'm going so off topic right now, just to let you know. But I would have never thought that podcasting would be my thing or be something that I really enjoy. And I think that's what's kind of the cool thing about life, is that you're going along and sometimes you just have this idea. And I didn't even really think twice about it. I just started executing it. And, you know, it's taken quite a while for, you know, the audience to keep growing and for me to figure out exactly what to do with this podcast. So it isn't like I just woke up one day and was like, oh, you know, suddenly there are thousands and thousands of people listening to the podcast. It's certainly been a growth over time. And I know that it's a tricky subject. We're talking about money, right? We're talking about life. And I think, you know, the thing that has really evolved over the last year, especially with Jeff and I taking over the podcast, was that, you know, like our actual personal mission in life is just to figure out ways to do life better, because there's a lot of things that come along that aren't fair, that suck, that are tough. There's situations that come with relationships, with money, with opportunities, with, I don't know, you know, so many different things. And so we, our own personal motto is just trying to figure out how to do life better, how to be better people, how to be better in our relationship, and how to be better kind of executing, you know, our talents and gifts and things that we like to do. And so, you know, that's what we love to bring to the podcast, you know, through different stories, through talking about different companies and different apps and different techniques, is just all of these little bits to maybe help you do life better. And, you know, some of it may resonate with you and some of it may not. And that's totally cool. I mean, that's just the way, you know, that's the way it goes, right? The way the cookie crumbles, as they say. But I think the coolest part, though, is that you continue to listen and continue to be friends with me. And so I just, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm repetitive in thanking you, and I can't do it enough, but I want you to know that throughout the week, there are things that come up for me and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to podcast about that. And I just never thought that would be like part of my vocabulary. It's very strange. So I wanted to talk to you about credit card tricks that you need to know. And really, this is just a result of things in the last couple of weeks, different tricks that I have used personally. And I sort of remind myself like, oh yeah, this stuff actually does work. And I think the thing is that like most of us don't think about these things. We kind of think about like, okay, well, this is just the way it's going to be, or this is the way it has to be. And you know, whether it's we're lazy and tired, or we just don't want to do the extra effort, or we don't know what to do, you know, you can feel kind of stuck. And, you know, the overall trends are that a lot of millennials aren't using credit cards, which I think is great, because that means hopefully that you're not in a crap load of debt. But I think the other side of that is there is still a lot of people, and I know a lot of people listening to this podcast, that are in debt from credit cards. And, you know, I think my message, because this is personally how I feel and personally what has gone on in my own life, is that there have been times where I've been in debt and out of debt, and there are times where I've been out of debt, where I had to go in debt. And, you know, it just, what I have found through my own experience and through working with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on their own money situation is that money is not linear. This is not linear. We don't get a great job, get another great job, get another great job. Like, very, very few of us go through life where nothing touches us monetarily wise. It's just extremely rare. And I think the story that I'm hearing more and more and more is more and more of my friends are getting laid off from big jobs, from big careers, from big salaries, and kind of looking at things and going, oh crap, what do I do now? You know, what move do I make now? And oh, I've got to go into some credit card debt, or I've got to be super creative with my finances. And so I just really get upset when, you know, shame is put on people that are in credit card debt, because it's, maybe I'm crazy, but I just, from what I've found all of these years, is it's just sometimes a reality, right? And so if you're in that situation, if you're in credit card debt, if you have to go in credit card debt, you might as well know some tricks, right? You might as well just not go, well, oh well, it is what it is, you know, and one day it'll be gone and I'm just not going to do anything proactive about it. No, that's not what you should be doing, right? You need a plan. You need a plan with everything that you're going to achieve, whether it's money or personal thing in life. Like, you need some sort of plan. And sometimes you need shortcuts. Sometimes, you know, like the Waze app, right? Especially if you live in a big city. I can't get on the freeway in LA without getting completely frustrated at traffic. I don't care what time of day it is. And if you've never come to LA, you know, the thing I'm going to tell you is our traffic is terrible. Like, there's some really horrible other words I could say, but I do my best not to curse on this podcast. And so it's really bad. And so, you know, we got to use all of these different apps to reroute us sometimes, like all of these crazy ways just to get to the destination. If we had stayed on the freeway, we would have gotten there eventually. And it probably would have been the most straight through way to get there, but it would have taken us four flipping ever, right? And not to mention, we probably would have pulled our hair out and, there's all sorts of crazy stories I could share with you about what people have done on LA freeways just to pass the time. But the point is you use all of these different apps and techniques to reroute you, right? Because there's a better way to get places, to get wherever you're going. And so the same thing with your money and with your debt and with your credit cards and all those sort of things, right? Sometimes you need to just reroute yourself a little bit because there's a better way, or there's more tricks, or there's something you're not thinking about to help you get there. So these are some credit card tricks literally that I just reminded myself of in the last couple of weeks. So we went on a vacation. We went to Hawaii. It was amazing. I'm so incredibly blessed and thankful because it was exactly what I needed. I spent the first few days sleeping, sadly enough, so tired, just so worn out. And I didn't realize like kind of how worn out I was until we got there. And I'm like, oh, we should be on the beach or we should be doing this. And Jeff's like, just sleep, just be. And so it was so great. And we're going to share in an episode about Maui, all of the amazing things that we uncovered while we were there. So it was such a blessing to be able to go there. I'm so thankful. But because we went there, like, you know, some things fall in different credit card posting times. So, you know, we were using points and we were charging things to get points while we were there. And there's kind of a systematic game that I play to maximize everything. Well, in my extreme relaxed state, I realized that I kind of made an error. And I hadn't paid my bill on time, which hardly ever happens, but it does when my brain is just so out of the game. So I had actually switched the due date, which is one of the tricks. I'd switched the due date before we left, and then I forgot that I switched the due date, which was ridiculous because I always put reminders in my computer, on my apps and everything, so that I'm always reminded. Most everything I do is on auto draft because I can forget. I just know that about myself. So I like to have everything on auto draft. Well, I had forgot to put it on overdraft. So the trick number one is that you can actually change your due dates when things are due. And this is not just for credit cards. This is for student loans. This is for car loans. This is for other things. So if you're finding like you're getting to the first of the month or the 15th of the month and you're literally running out of money because every bill seems to be like lumped together. Like for us, everything is lumped towards the first of the month. Like a lot of money goes out. And so it just requires like proper planning if we're going out of town or something like that, just to make sure that everything is kosher there the way we flow money. And, you know, so I just woke up a couple months ago and went, okay, this is ridiculous. Like we have the money. I just need to flow it better. And so I changed the due dates on a lot of different things and it smoothed out the month. So it wasn't this, you know, 10 things due between the first and the fourth of the month.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
And so that's another thing for you to remember is you can actually change the due dates. If you're finding that happening, if you're finding that you're getting in a cram at a particular point in the month, just ask for a change in the due date. It's simple. It's easy. If you're in good credit card standing, it's not a big deal. And then figure out how to flow your money better, right? So that it works with your different pay periods and different things like that. It's a great trick that we oftentimes forget. Now, some of your credit cards will only let you do this one time in a year. So make sure when you pick the particular due date, it's a due date that you're super, super happy about, right? So I had changed my due date, right? And then because I changed my due date, I'd not put it back on auto draft, which again was kind of mistake number two or number one in there for counting. So, you know, the mistake happened and I caught it, but I caught it too late because I was on full on no apology vacation mode, right? The brain was so out of the game. It wasn't even funny. In fact, normally on vacations, I have this tracker that I track, you know, what we're spending on our food and all those sort of things just to make sure that we're somewhat on budget because normally on vacations, I'm a bit laxed because we always go over budget and I don't want to be the killjoy that's there like, oh, we can't do this because we don't have money. So then that means that because I was late, they then put a late payment on the credit card, but they then jacked my interest rate up so high that it nearly gave me a heart attack, and they charged the most ridiculous amount of money for interest that I have ever seen on the face of the planet. And I didn't realize it until I got home because we were literally on the plane flying home, you know, and I'm trying to like ease myself back into like normal life, you know, and I'm a thinker. So I'm thinking all the time. In fact, like Jeff's, the thing he's always telling me is like, shut off your brain. And if you're somebody like me, it's really hard to shut off the brain. I really wish that is like kind of my life mission. So I was actually turning the brain back on from being fully, fully shut off. And I realized like, oh my God, I changed that due date. That due date was while we were gone. I didn't put it back on auto draft. And it was like a, you know, we're on a plane. I'm like, okay, there's nothing I can do about it right now because we're on the plane. I'm not paying the whatever ridiculous amount of money for Wi-Fi right now. I'm just going to have to deal with it. And it was a Sunday, so whatever. So we literally got home. And of course, I called and, you know, notice the series of events. And I just said, you know, hey, we were on vacation, which was true. Sometimes I say we're on vacation, which is maybe not so true, but anyway, I'm just being full disclosure here to you guys. That means when I call the credit card company, sometimes I use the "we were on vacation" with the credit card company. You got where I'm going. Anyway, so we were legitimately on vacation. I said, we're on vacation. I explained the whole blah, 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 the due date thing switched around, blah, 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 blah. And so, the lady was like, well, there's nothing I can do about it. And I don't accept that. I'm like, I'm nice about it, but I'm like, okay, well, who can do something about it? You know, because this was like, this was an oversight. So two people later that got on the phone finally had authority. And so I explained the whole thing and they were like, oh, your account is in good standing. No big deal. Okay. We'll waive that fee. You know, and then your minimum payment will come up. I'm like, but wait a minute, you charge this ridiculous amount of interest and you raised my interest rate. And so then I had to go a couple people higher and then it was like, okay, we're going to take off the interest, which was great. But I was like, you know what? I don't want to stop there. So, two more people later, I mean, I literally talked to a bunch of people on the phone until I just got to people who had authority and then they lowered my interest rate. But the beauty is they ended up lowering my interest rate lower than it was before all this fiasco even happened. So in hindsight, I'm thinking, okay, this probably needed to happen because now I have an even lower interest rate than I had before, which is making me super, super happy. So the moral of that whole story, there's a couple morals, right? If you change your due date, make sure you put it back on auto draft, make sure you plan for that, all right? So definitely that. But if something like this happens to you with your credit card, don't be afraid to call the credit card company to ask them to waive the interest charge, to ask them to lower your interest rate. Don't be afraid to ask the question. Now, you can't do this every month, right? This is not something that you can repeatedly forget to pay your bill and keep calling because it doesn't work that way. But once or twice a year is normally okay. So I usually call at least once a year to try and get my interest rates as low as humanly possible. Sometimes I know they're as low as they can be, but I keep pushing for something better. So, you know, you can do that, but you've got to always be nice. You know, I have a lot of people that tell me that it just didn't work for them. I'm like, okay, well, what did you say? And they tell me what they said. And I'm like, okay, but tell me the tone that you said it in, you know? And I understand we all get frustrated. We all get upset. I mean, I don't even like dealing with this stuff half the time, right? But I do know if you're nice and you're calm and you ask the questions, 9 out of 10 times, they're going to work with you. Now, the first person that gets on the phone with you might not have authority. So don't be a total ass to that person. Just ask to keep speaking to people higher than you, right? Because some are higher than them. Sorry, you know what I mean? Because somebody in that whole train is going to have authority to help you out. But again, be a nice person. Make sure your account is in good standing. Do what you need to do, but ask these questions. And sometimes I think things like this happen because then a good outcome comes. And certainly from that experience, I was like, oh, now I have all these things I can talk to you about because I made this like silly amateur mistake, which part of it is me admitting to you that I still make these amateur mistakes. So, another thing, another trick, and I know I've talked about this on podcasts before, is that you can actually get that crazy annual fee that you hate on your credit cards waived. So usually what I do, I've tried it before the annual fee gets put on the card and I've tried it after the fee is already on the card. I've actually found that I get more favorable outcome right before the annual fee is going to be charged. So that means you've got to look back in your credit card records and you've got to figure out when that anniversary date is. And I usually call about 7 to 14 days before the annual fee is due to ask for it to be waived. And again, the conversation is just, I'm a good customer. This account is in good standing. You know, I love this card. I do not like the annual fee, you know, and I'm thinking about going with another card. I really want to stay with this card, but is there a way to waive the annual fee, right? Every time I ask you, see, I'm getting so animated with this. Every time I ask them, I get the annual fee waived. So don't be surprised sometimes at the answer you get from just asking a question. So just remember to ask a question. And last tip, trick, tip, whatever, is that, you know, we've got all these great cards for cash back and points and all of these great things. I talk about how great these cards are. But the thing you need to know is if you're carrying a balance on one of these cards, it's defeating the purpose, especially the cash back cards, because the cash back that you're getting then literally ends up just going back towards your balance that you owe. So if you have one of those cards, do your best to get a strategy to pay those particular cards off or transfer the balance to a 0% interest card, anything like that, just to get the balance off of that. So then when you use the card like a debit card, pay it off every month. That way you never have to worry about the silly interest charges. You're getting all the points, you're getting all the cash back, whichever type of card it is for you. And then the card is really, really working for you. All right. So those were just a few tricks. Like I said, you know, if you're having trouble with your credit cards and your bills and everything's due all at once, one of the best things you can do is just stretch that out. And we forget about it. We forget about it often, but it's better than just not paying the bill, because that's what actually starts to affect your credit score. So find a date that works for you. Spread it out as much as you humanly possibly can. And then just make sure that you remember that those are the due dates. All right. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And hey, if you love this podcast, do me a favor, go to the link in the show notes, head on over to iTunes, and leave us a review.